Welcome to Crestview Baptist Church, and if you're a visitor, there are visitor cards in the pews in front of you, and if you would fill those out, please. So some announcements are: we have a work day on Tuesday for the Baptist men. There's play practice on Wednesday at 5:30 for all the people who are going to be in it, and the Wednesday night service is at 6:30. And this Saturday there's an all-you-can-eat breakfast by the Baptist men, and there's an ASL worship service on November the 9th here at Crestview Baptist Church. And on November 19th there is a Thanksgiving service at Calvary Baptist. And some last-minute announcements are: this sign-up sheet is going to be hung up in the hall over there for the Lottie Moon Supper and Auction on November 16th at 6 p.m. It's $12 for adults and $5 for children. I've also been told to tell the children that after the service, if they will go down that hall, there's free pumpkins for them. I would like to call up Kayla for an announcement.
It is that time of year where people everywhere prayerfully fill shoeboxes with toys, school supplies, and personal care items for children in need around the world. These special boxes over here are joyfully received by boys and girls from ages 2 to 14 years old. Often, it's their first gift ever. Last year, you helped our children fill 50 shoeboxes by taking an ornament from the tree and purchasing what was on the ornament. Please start today by taking 2 or 3 ornaments or buying multiple items suggested and dropping those items in our big drop-off box that will be in the vestibule. Or you can fill your own shoebox and bring them Sunday, November 19th for our shoebox dedication. We will have a list of suggested items to purchase and items that cannot be used. The shoebox you pack this year will be part of changing someone's life, perhaps on the other side of the world. God will use your generosity and the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ to transform children and their families. We thank you now for what you're going to do.
Good morning again. I'm going to open us up in prayer here in a moment. I want to thank you guys for allowing us the opportunity to do this today, for the youth and the children are singing, and the youth are in complete control of the service with my guidance, which I don't know how good that is. I love these guys. These guys are amazing. Every time I think about them, I think about the story of Elisha and the youths in the Bible. No? Nobody got that? Already got it. Okay, go look that up if you didn't get it. In the Bible, Elisha was out and some young people were making fun of him and he called bears out of the woods to get them. So I'm just kidding. I love these guys. These guys are very special to me and today's going to be amazing. I don't know right off of any special prayer request. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer and open up our service. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, for allowing us to be here together, to fellowship together, to worship and praise you together. Lord, thank you for these young people, for their willingness to get up in front of people, put their nerves aside, to put their shyness aside, and to honor and praise you through their words, through their singing, through their actions and the things they do. Lord, so many things go on in our lives, and a lot of times we don't want to talk about those things. We don't want to share those things with other people, Lord, but you know our hearts. You know our deepest secrets. You know our fears. You know our anxieties, Lord. I pray that you ease those this week. But this morning, most of all, Lord, I pray that you help us tune the world out around us. So many things are going on, good, bad, exciting. We get our minds wander. We think about lunch. We think about what we're going to do after church. But Lord, this morning, clear our minds so we can focus solely on you this morning. It's not an easy thing to do for us, but I just pray that that's done, and I pray that the service goes the way that you want it to, Lord. I just hand it all over to you. I ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
When they finish singing, then we'll have our time of worship and giving of tithes and offerings. And at that time, Miss Kiva Lee is going to play the piano for our special musical.
You guys stomp your feet like that? Let's clap together. That's it. Keep going.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today humbly to give back a little piece of something you have blessed us with. And I pray that you bless the gift and you bless the giver. And yeah, that's about it. Amen.
Who has made a jack-o'-lantern this year? Okay. So when you make one, you have to do a few things. You have to take all the gross stuff out of it. Then you make a smile on its face, and then you put a light inside for all the world to see. That's sort of what it's like when we let Jesus into our lives. Through his death and resurrection, he takes away all the sin from our lives. Then he puts a smile on our face because we have joy in Jesus no matter what. What's going on around us. Then he puts a light inside of us to go out and share Jesus to the whole wide world. Listen to the scripture from John 1 through 5, verse 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend. So this week I challenge you to take the light of Christ and shine it bright for others to see. Dear God, please help us have a wonderful day and keep these children safe. In Jesus' name, amen.
this time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. And he's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthem, greater than the songs we sing. In our weakness and we believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back again. Let the lost be found and the dead be raised in the here and now. Let love and faith for the power of God will never fade. We believe, and the gates of hell will not prevail, for the power of God has torn the veil. Now we know your love will never fail. We believe, we believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back again. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and he's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that he conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and he's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again.
What's up, y'all? I'm sure most of y'all know me, but if you don't, my name is Jonathan Martin. I'm our youth pastor's son. And I'm sure most of y'all don't know. I'll I was born in the church. Like, I've always went to church, and like, it's like I have to live with this expectation because my dad's always been this like youth pastor and kids minister. So I live with this expectation, but yeah, but right before school started back, I got in a car accident, and we checked life 360. I went on the far left lane. And if a car would have went by, I could have died. And after that, I realized God's always with me. I got out of that. I was not injured at all. I was amazed. A sign went through my windshield. If anybody was in that passenger seat, they could have died. Like, I got this Bible verse. Romans 8:38-39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
This is Artie's mic, by the way, so if you're looking for, there we go. Hello again, and thank you again for the opportunity for allowing me to do this. These guys are amazing. Sometimes you sit back, thank you, your man, good job, guys. These guys did an amazing job. Sometimes I sit back and I go home and I leave out of here on a Wednesday night or Sunday morning, and I think, man, I'm just talking to myself. And I tell my kids, when you talk to your kids, I feel like I'm just talking to myself lots of times. But there are moments when the light shines through and you can see the difference that's being made in these kids' lives. And it's not me. I don't want to say that I don't make a difference. It's what God has got. It's God through me. He has tasked me with He has given me a task to serve these guys and to lead these guys. And I go and get up every day and I do the best I can. And that's all I can do, is the best I can, because I'm broken just like the rest of us. And this is not my sermon, by the way. I just want to thank you guys for the support that the whole church gives this youth group, the children's group, me. Not a day goes by that people ask me if I'm okay, ask me what's going on, how things are, and just tell me that they're thinking about me and praying for me, and I'm greatly appreciative of it. So this is two sermons. It's actually two sermons, two parts. So y'all didn't make dinner plans, right? Lunch plans, right? No, I'm just kidding. I'm very short-winded and quick and to the point, typically, but we'll see what the Lord's got in store for us. I want to start out in Timothy 4:12. Not you, Timothy. So let's stand as we dive into the Word of God and we look at Timothy 4:12. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believers in the world in conduct, in love, in spirit, in faith, and in purity. Let's bow our heads, go to the Lord in prayer. God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for all these young people, from the kids all the way up to the oldest youth, to the people who help me and help down in the building and during Sunday school and children's church and Wednesday nights. Lord, I'm just so grateful for all the work that has been done and that is continuing to be done. And I pray that your work continues to be done. Lord, I pray your blessing over this message that I'm about to give. that it is your words that come out and not mine, Lord. And I pray that I have the voice to get through this today. All this I ask in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So, I said it's two messages, two short messages. The first message is to the adults. And I'm really not, I'm just encouraging you guys because you guys do amazing supporting these young people. And youth need encouragement. I was listening to some Bible studies last week, or late last week, early this week, and I did not realize this. When Timothy first set off to go on missionary journeys with Paul, he was probably only about 16 years old. Can you guys imagine that? 16 years old, taking off on a missionary journey with Paul. Now, he wasn't 16 when he was leading the church, but he was 16 when he took off on missionary journeys with Paul. And so what I learned in the Bible study was Paul came through preaching the gospel, and Timothy and his mother accepted Jesus Christ. It doesn't say if his dad did, because his dad was very, very against religion. And Timothy decided to take off and follow Paul. And so that's where we are with Timothy here. Later, this is later on, but Paul was a great encourager to Timothy all along the way. And so the youth need encouragement. That's very, very important. As adults, we tend to only, not always, and you guys aren't guilty of it, so I'm glad of that. I've been guilty of it at times. It's at school, at here. You'll be having a bad day, and the only interaction that you go and you decide to have with a kid is a negative reaction. You don't focus on what the good they're doing. We see them do something. We see them mess up. We see them slip and fall. We see them trip and land flat on their face, and we're quick to jump in and tell them they need to fix it. They do need that. But they also need encouragement when things are going great, when things are going good, when they're deep in the church, when they're serving God, when they're serving Him the way they're supposed to. So that's my first thing I want to task the adults with, is please always to remember to be an encourager to the youth around you. The second thing, the youth need guidance. As adults, I'm almost 40 years old, and I can tell you I need guidance. The more older gentlemen that I have in my life that help me and guide me in the gospel and are there for me when I'm in the worst of my times, the better I feel. These young people, they need just as much guidance. We're easy and we're quick to look at kids and say, you know what? They've got it easy these days. These kids got it made. And in some sense, kids might have it made today. They have everything in front of them at the palm of their hand. They have experience of all the world with just a touch of a finger. They get to go out. They don't live in some of the tough times that were lived in the old times. But remember that just because you think these kids got it made, remember, they do live in a tough time. I didn't write down a bunch of stats because it's a big stigma and people don't want to talk about it. But I listened to Focus on the Family this week, and they had three or four days were about mental health. Kids, first of all, COVID has led kids to be isolated. They get on their phones. They get on their computers. I don't think these group of kids have it, but there are kids at home. The only interactions they have is walking by people in the hall and with their head down like this. and they go home and they live in virtual worlds on their phones and their video games. And it's tough. It's lonely. They're looking for something to fill that void, and it's a lonely time for them. So to remember, what I want you to get out of that is when you say, all these kids have it easy, kids might have it easy in some sense. They don't have to go out. They don't have to work the fields like my grandparents did and like some of you might have. They get the luxuries of going to school and finishing and not having to quit and stay home on the farm. But they go through a lot of unseen things that you guys don't know about. So remember, be there for guidance for them. Encourage the young people to come to you. Build relationships. I love my job, both my jobs. My job here and my job at the school. My job is all about building relationships. Sometimes I have to discipline kids at school, but 90% of the time, it's relationships. I go to kids who their biggest family they have is the school family. They don't have anything at home. They go home and they're allowed to run free, which sounds cool, right? But they get to do whatever they want to do, act however they want to do, and I experience all the time. And so relationships with these people are so important. So guidance and relationships, I want to encourage you guys to do that. I want to look back at that verse again. This was Paul's letter to Timothy. It said, let no one despise you for your youth. How many times, and I bet everybody's done it, because I know I've done it, you've been out at the mall, you've been out to movies, and you see a bunch of kids over in the corner, and they're laughing and you're giggling, and in the back of your mind, or maybe even on the front of your tongue, it comes off, those bunch of punks, I bet they're up to no good. You done that before? I've done it before. Listen, kids are kids. Don't, just because they're young doesn't mean, how do you know they're not over there talking to their kids? I mean, talking to their friends about the gospel. Just because somebody's young, they can still make big craters in the kingdom of God. So remember that. The third thing the kids need, grace. And that's a hard one. It's a hard one for me. It's a hard one if you're a parent. It's a hard one across the board. Jesus Christ gave us grace when he came and he died on the cross, rose again on the third day and rose from the dead on the third day, forgiving us for our sins, making a way for us to get to heaven. Our young people need grace because remember, as big as we want them to be, Jonathan, 16 years old, as big as I want him to be, he's still just a kid. He's still learning. He's still growing. Grace, when they mess up, when they fall down, when they trip, when they have bad days, when they blow up at you, when they say things that you know they don't mean, and you say things back at them that you know you don't mean, grace. Give these kids grace. Now, enough picking on the older people, the adults in the room. Enough picking up, because I am an old person now. Enough picking on the adults in the room. All right, Landon, you set my ladders up for me. Give me just a second. I got my prop guys out here. Very visual guys. I'd like to introduce you guys. Think these are my ladders? These are actually my step ladders. I never knew my real ladders. So, hold on. All right, we're gonna get this. I want the rungs facing each other. All right, I'm going to get down there in just a minute. Young people, youth, kids, you guys have a task too. You guys go out into the world, right? You guys go out and do things. You guys go out and you hang out with your friends. You go to school. You go to Walmart. You go to the mall. You play on sports teams. You're out into the world every day, and you're challenged every single day. Let me turn to my Bible verse here. You're challenged every single day because the world is trying to get you to do one thing, while God's word clearly tells you to do another thing. I want you to look at my examples here. And I found this, and I hope I don't fall. I found this. This was not my idea. I found it and thought it was an amazing idea. The world, and so I took it and I twisted it a little bit and made it a little bit more than what it was. So when look, this ladder's the world. Gets you up there pretty good, right? Get up on the world, you feel like I'm on top of the world. Be like Leonardo DiCaprio. You guys aren't that old, right? I'm on top of the world. Get up there, you guys can do it. But it only gets you so far. See how short it is? It only gets you so far. The kingdom of God over here. This is the way God wants you to go. This is the way everybody else wants, everything else around you wants you to go. Not everybody. I want you to go this way. I all know that this whole church wants you to go this way. But your culture, society, wants you to go this way. They want it to be about you. They want you to graduate high school, have a good career, make a lot of money, whole lot of money, have nice cars, nice houses, things like that. But what happens after that? Right, you get old, you retire, you got another nice house at the beach. But then you want more. You want more, 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 more. Over there, that ladder keeps going up. That's not big enough. That ladder keeps going up. But you're stuck over here because you followed what society wanted you to do. God doesn't see anything wrong with careers, education, money. He's okay with that. He wants you to get a career in education. He wants you to have a good job. He wants you to have a nice house. He wants you to have these things. Ryan's afraid I'm going to fall. He wants you to grow, to serve Him, to take your career and find a way you can use it to better the kingdom of God. He wants you to grow old and have a family. Raise up your family in the way of the Lord, in the truth. And one day, hopefully a long, long time from now, time's going to be done on this earth. He's going to take you on up into heaven with Him. There's two ways you can go. There's a third way you can go. Did you know that? It's a third way. So, a lot of us, and this is what I'm guilty of at times. We want to do it both ways. We want to have it our way. I want 1 foot in the kingdom. I want 1 foot in the world. I like it. It's comfortable. Makes me happy. I got a good job. I'm hanging out with my friends. Doing what I want to do. I go to church on Sunday and Wednesday. Serve Him. Do what I want to do. Outside of church. Church, I'm just this happy little person that everybody sees and they say, oh, you're doing so good, but I'm not doing so good over here. So I keep going a little bit more and gets more uncomfortable. I got a good job. I got a big house. I got a family. I take care of that family. We go to church on Sunday. We might go on Christmas. We go on Wednesday night when it's convenient for us. When there's not something else going on. Getting hard. The world's pulling me this way. Now I get up. Now wait a minute. What am I going to do here? Let's see if I can do this another way. Look here. Wait a minute. I can go up this side. I can't go up this side. If I keep doing what the world wants me to do, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to step away from where God wants me to be. Because the world says, you be you. You be happy. You go out and you do what makes you happy. God says, and I might die doing this. God says you go out and you be you. You do what makes me happy. You do what pleases me. We can't do them both, guys. At almost 40 years old, I catch myself at times trying to do both. So I don't expect overnight. I don't expect you to walk out of here today thinking, you know what, I'm knocking this ladder down. I'm going straight up that one. It'd be cool if you did that. But here's the thing. There's going to be times when you're going up the ladder and you're going to slip. You're going to be going up and you're going to look back. And you're going to be seeing something over there and it's going to look good. Oh, man, that looks fun. That looks interesting. I wonder. And you're going to slip and you're going to fall. That's where that grace I talked about comes in. Because God knows we're going to slip. And He knows we're going to fall. And He knows that you're going to mess up. So He made a way through Jesus Christ. Guys, I was telling these guys how hard you have it. I left my notebook up here. I need it. I was telling these guys not to underestimate what you guys go through out in the world. Because I see it every single day. And you can't do it alone. You can't do it coming to church on Wednesday night and having the family on Wednesday night and then driving out of here, leaving here, going to school and doing it the world's way. Taking care of your anger, your frustration, the world's way. You have to stay on task. You have to keep going up this ladder. Jesus Christ is the only firm foundation that you can be on. This is not a good object lesson because this one was a little wiggly. I don't think this one was, but imagine this ladder. When you get up there at the top, when you're trying to reach a certain level, and you get wiggly, you get wobbly. This ladder, no matter how high you go up, it's sturdy, it's there. I want to encourage you guys to stay on a path that Christ has set in front of you. I had a Bible verse I want to share with you. John 15:18-20 says this. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you. A servant is not greater than its master. If they persecute me, they will also persecute you. If they keep my word, they will keep yours also. What that's telling you guys is the farther you go up this ladder, the easy way. Taking myself away from God. Come to church on Sunday still. But listen, He don't have anything to do with me throughout the week. Friends like me. Love, acceptance. We all get along. We're one big happy family, right? But if I go up this ladder's not going to like you very well. The world's not going to like you the farther you go up this ladder. It's going to pull you. It's going to pull you and pull you and pull you back into the world. God tells us we are to be in the world, but not of the world. That means you guys need to go out, talk to most of you guys on personal levels, and know where a lot of you stand with Jesus Christ. You have that relationship with Jesus Christ, then your job is keep going up this ladder, going out, sharing the gospel, spreading the good news, living in a way. Timothy 4:12, what did it say again? Listen, the end of it said, be an example to believers in the world in conduct and love and spirit and faith and in purity. Go out and be an example. If you're on this ladder, you've been looking over there at your friends, or maybe you've put your foot over there just to see what it felt like. You need to give your life to Jesus. I'm going to encourage you to take that leap. Give your life to Jesus. Because that is the only way to heaven. That is the only way to salvation, is through Jesus Christ. And I tell you that because I was 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. I know how hard it was. I know what the world tells you to do. I know what the world pulls you to do. I've been where you're at. Everybody in this room has been where you're at. That's why I encourage them to be encouragers of you. So if you have that relationship, great. Fantastic. Keep climbing that ladder. Shine bright like Henry's jack-o'-lantern for the whole world to see. But if you don't have that relationship, I want to encourage you to not walk away from this place today. Say, you know what? I can do it next week. I got something I got to do this week, and I don't really want God involved in that. You know what? We're not promised tomorrow. Past week, I've had two people very close to my age that I had, one I've known, whether I've known them both for a long time, 150 years old, left this earth to go home with the Lord. 150 years old in a week. Here's the thing, we don't know what tomorrow holds. I hope each and every one of you live to be 112 years old. Betsy's giving me the eyebrow. She doesn't want to live to be 112. I hope you guys live old lives and have grandkids and great-grandkids. I hope I live a long life and I have grandkids and great-grandkids. But the thing is, we don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next minute holds. And on top of that, we don't know. Jesus could come back anytime and take us home. It says to always be ready. So if you're standing over here, you're climbing up and you're thinking, well, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to get ready tomorrow. When tomorrow comes, you're like, I'll do it next week. I'm bad about that, ain't I, Laura? Look at there. I'm bad about that procrastination thing. We do it. We do it. We do it. We do it. Take a step. Take a leap of faith. Give your life to Jesus. I guarantee you won't regret it. Let's bow our heads and go to the Lord in prayer. God, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the sacrifice that Jesus made for us on the cross. Lord, I pray for each one of these young people that are in here today, the ones who have relationships with you, Lord. I pray that they choose to keep going stronger and higher and do things that serve you. Lord, if they're on the cusp, they don't know, they're thinking about that relationship, but they don't know what they should do. Lord, I pray that they take that leap because they won't regret it. Lord, if somebody might be in here today, might be the first time they've ever heard your name. Lord, I pray that they come and they want to know more. Because you are amazing. And to know you is joy. Lord, thank you for these young people. Thank you for the adults that we have in the church that push them and drive them and encourage them to be who they are and to be better and to grow in you. Lord, I thank you so much for all you do for us. All this I ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Take these over there. We are going to have a hymn of invitation. If you would like to make a decision of faith, come on up. I'd be glad to talk to you. The pastor's here. He'd be glad to talk to you. If you want to join, you're looking for a church home, we would love to have you here. I love this place. If maybe you just want to come down front and pray, the altar's open. I encourage you not to leave this place today without taking all of your burdens, giving them to God.
Would you stand as we sing Jesus Loves Me, hymn number 344.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Guys, thank you for coming out today. these guys. Had a big long talk with them before. I said I wanted to go out, I wanted to have fun and worship the Lord, but I also wanted to be reverent. They did a great job. Proud of them. The kids did a great job singing. We have a youth that's not down here. He's up there. He's been running all the sound today. He's been taking care of all of it. Jimbo's up there, been taking care of all the sound. He's been in charge today. So thank you guys. I would send all these kids out, youth out, for you guys to talk to them, but that would fill the whole lobby up. So I'll be at the door, but I would encourage you guys to come by, talk to these young people, just give them a word of encouragement. We live in a tough world. There's never enough encouragement to go around. Don't forget about our Wednesday night services. And my challenge to the church is to go out, be the church, share the gospel, share the good news of who Jesus is with every person you come in contact with. And if each and every one of you would invite one person to church next week, we wouldn't have anywhere to sit down if they all came. So I encourage you to do that. Preacher Artie, you got something to say?
I don't have a mic, but I'm hoping that you can hear me. Becky, I am so happy to see you. God, let me tell you. Becky, if you look at her face, she has Jesus written all over it. She has been on our prayer list for a long time. She's been dealing with cancer, but she's here with us this morning. And thank you for being here. But I want to tell you, that's probably one of the best sermons I've ever heard Jack preach.
Amen.
And you preach like you do that. And you did an incredible job. Thank you, Jack. Proud of you, Jack. Come here, Tara. Come here. Okay, I'm going to have to get over here in the middle. You can't see her because she's so short. But I want to tell you something. Every Sunday, every Wednesday, Tara is here at church. She is here with her interpreters, and she hears the service, the praise and worship. She experiences that through ASL. We as a church have an opportunity to support Tara, our deaf friends, and the ASL students at Gardner Webb on the 9th of November. In your bulletin, there is an announcement with a QR code. That is for reservations to RSVP that you are going to come. We're having an ASL night of worship on Thursday night, November 9th. The ASL Club Joyful Hands Ministry team are going to provide a meal. That's why they need to know if you're going to come. We have the opportunity to experience a night of worship just like Tara does. They're going to have interpreters for the ASL impaired. If you don't know what that means, it means they're going to interpret for those that don't know ASL. So Tara is going to be understanding everything that's going on in the service, and we're totally going to be lost because we have to have everything interpreted for us. You all like that?
Yes. Yeah.
So I encourage you as your church family, as Tara's church family, that we fill this building up in support of the ASL interpreters, Tara, and the rest of our deaf friends, as we have an opportunity to host The pastor that's going to be coming and speaking that night is the pastor of the Charlotte Deaf Mission. And he's going to be coming and speaking to us that night. And I encourage you guys to come and do it. That's all I have to say. Thank you, Jeremy.
All right, guys. So thank you for that. I'm excited about that. But like I say, if, when you leave here today, be sure you encourage these young people. Let's bow our heads. And Whitey was going to close us in prayer. And see you guys Wednesday.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for the opportunity that we have had today to listen to Chad as he spoke to us about our youth. Let us be all be encouragers to the youth, Lord. We all know that they are going through some tough times and they need encouragement, Lord. So let it start with me today, Lord. Lord, be with us as we leave this church building and we go out into the communities that we'll both spread the gospel. You just, in everything that we do, Lord, Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.